broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world. This is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green girls, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Well, hello once again. A huge welcome to the show that goes like this. Once again, I am breaking away from my regular programming to bring you another Alphabet special show. So please, I know you recoiled with excitement when you first heard that, but you can calm down, let the adrenaline calm down, and we can all enjoy the next couple of hours together. Yes, in recent weeks, we've got up to the letter O in the alphabet, which means this special episode is focusing on all things the letter P. Fantastic. Maybe we'll talk about the vegetable, the P. Maybe we'll talk about Pritt sticks. Maybe we'll talk about pterodactyls with a silent P at the start. All that excitement could possibly be still to come this evening. Plus tracks that begin with the letter P and then later on by artists that begin with the letter P. So track titles that begin with the letter P early on and latterly. Doesn't matter what the track title begins with, as long as the artist begins with the letter P. I'm looking forward to it on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I hope you are as well. Remember how you can be here. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM as well. Go on our website and you get the Listen Live link too. So, how are we going to get going musically tonight? Well, quite literally, I'm going to tell you to put your records on like Corinne Bailey Ray.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Hesitate.
Your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down.
FM.
That was Corinne Bailey Ray, Put Your Records On. Can't believe that was released back in 2006 and got to number 2 in the UK charts. Great stuff. Good musical start. And I have to say, I did say I'd talk about the vegetable, the pea. Just doing some exhaustive research on your behalf, and I'm shocked at the sheer variety of types of pea there are out there. Did you know this? There's Avola peas, it's hardy. Apparently there's the canoe pea. Bears slung, lightly curved and pointed pods. Then there's something I can barely pronounce called capuchina. Capuchina, something like that. Kelvedon wonder. Is that particularly local to Essex? We've heard of Kelvedon in these parts. The Hurst Green Shaft, which I don't want to talk about too much. And then the Terrain Pea. These are some of the best peas to grow, apparently, according to Gardener's World. Their words, not mine. Well, I'm too shocked. I've never seen peas growing, particularly never been bothered about them. Can peas grow in the wild? Can they grow in a park, even? Maybe Blur could sing about peas growing in this song.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Blur's Fabulous Park Life came out back in 1994 and, surprisingly to my memory, only made it to number 10 in the UK singles chart. Obviously came from an album of the same name, which got to number 1 in the album chart, but the single, Park Life, only number 10. There's a shocker. So, yeah, brilliantly, that album also began with the letter P, and I'm now going to talk to you about paper You may think, not all that exciting, but get this. I just thought, what's unusual about paper? What do we normally do if we want to print something? We buy a ream of paper from some kind of stationery place, maybe a supermarket. You don't expect to pay more than about £5 to £10 for a ream of A4 paper. Imagine this. Imagine, admittedly, this is 500 sheets of A4 photo paper, but that's available online for £178.48. Equally, you can just get 15 sheets of 312 GSM Smooth Fine Art Production Inkjet paper. 15 sheets, £19.95. Yeah, see, this is crazy. 25 sheets of Marat Archival Matte Double-Sided Paper are available online for £18.95. 500 sheets of photo paper, another selling place, £196.19. That's a snip. Fabulous. I can't find anything much more ridiculous than that. Oh, 500 sheets of a different photo paper available for £236. Fabulous, fabulous. I'm glad I'm only ever going to pay a fiver for a ream. Right, let's have a little bit of fabulous Fatboy Slim. Fatboy Slim's Fantastic Praise You came out back in 1999, and of course that got to number one in the UK charts. Great track. Now, I thought, let a P Everyone likes animals. Let's for a moment concentrate on penguins. Why not? They're always sort of nice to think about, penguins, aren't they? If you've ever seen them up close, they kind of just make you smile. They sort of waddle, but they always just kind of look happy, I think. You may or may not know that an average penguin lifespan is about 15 years. Bearing that in mind, I decided to look up the oldest penguin that has ever lived. This was recorded only last year in 2022. A zoo in Germany had an emperor penguin called Omar, a female penguin, who reached the grand old age in penguin land of 46 years. Quite incredible. Of course, in the Brentwood area, we shouldn't forget, it's not too far to get to Colchester. Colchester has a fabulous zoo with some fabulous penguins in it. I went there with the lovely Mrs. Simo on my anniversary earlier this year, and we enjoyed the penguins amongst many, many other animals. Colchester Zoo is fabulous. Okay, let's have some more great music that begins with the letter P. Right now, here, a Def Leppard.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
And Pour Some Sugar On Me came out back in 1987. And you don't really think about this with iconic bands. Def Leppard, you just assume, must have had hit after hit. That only got to number 18 in the UK charts. Not exactly spectacular, is it? And in this short break between tracks, let's talk about pizza. We all love a pizza, don't we? Pizza Express, Pizza Hut. Other pizza restaurants are available that aren't with the word pizza in their name as well. But yes, I love a pizza. It's always fantastic. Literally the Italian for pie. What about world record pizza? Well, in January, Pizza Hut are credited with creating the world's biggest ever pizza in Los Angeles at a staggering 13,990 square feet. Had 8,800 pounds of cheese on it, 630,000 slices of pepperoni, and was made of 13,600 pounds of dough, and it made over 60,000 individual slices of pizza, which, because this was a publicity stunt celebrating Pizza Hut bringing back its New Yorker pizza, all the slices were donated to local Los Angeles food banks. Fabulous. Don't have to worry about the price tag.
About the price tag.
Ah,
Phoenix FM.
The fabulous Jessie J with Price Tag. That was released back in 2011 and, of course, got to number one in the UK charts. So, what am I going to talk about now that begins with the letter P? Have you guessed any of the tracks? Have you guessed any of the random discussions? I always enjoy random discussions like this. Ping pong. We all like a bit of ping pong, don't we? Wasn't the late 70s Atari arcade game called Pong, where you were basically playing some sort of tennis with paddles and a dot? But yeah, the longest ever table tennis match took place in 2017 at the ITTF World Tour Austrian Open between Ni Jialan and Hashimoto, and lasted, this one match, 1 hour, 32 minutes and 42 seconds. It doesn't seem that long. I think I need to do a bit more research into that. Because, all right, it's long, but 1 hour and a half, is it that long? Maybe in the world of table tennis, that's crazy. Here's Dina Carroll while we all come to terms with that.
FM.
Dina Carroll and The Perfect Year. That made it to number 5 in the UK singles chart upon its release back in 1993. Always great to listen to tracks I haven't heard for a while, as long as they fit the criteria on this alphabet letter P special on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM tonight. Now, some of you will know I regularly perform in pantomime over the Christmas season every year, have been doing so for quite a while. Not many people know about the history of pantomime. Obviously, hundreds of them happen all over the UK every year these days. But when was the first ever pantomime performed in the UK? Well, you may be surprised at how early it is. It was actually what is widely regarded as the first example of kind of what's evolved into pantomimes we have now, was called The Magician and was produced by an actor-manager, John Rich, in 1721. Incredible. The word pantomime actually comes from the Greek word pantomimus, which means imitator of many things, and actually originally meant someone playing multiple roles in a production, but has obviously evolved into the productions we have now, all singing, all dancing, all hilarious, all spectacular, all fabulous. First ever pantomime back in 1721. Craziness. Don't know how many puppies have ever been in pantomime, but Donny Osmond's about to sing about falling in love with them. Donny Osmond and Puppy Love, originally written by Paul Anker, of course, and released much earlier, but the Donny Osmond version released in 1972 and got to number one in the UK charts. And I think it would only be appropriate now then to talk about puppies. Well, they're all cute and wonderful, aren't they? It's a time of year where people get them as presents. and then that age-old adage becomes relevant. It's not just for Christmas, it's for life. It's a responsibility. You've got to train them, you've got to look after them, you've got to love them. They are fantastic. But one of the most popular breeds of puppy, general crossbreeds are the most popular, but actual breeds after that, French bulldogs, cockapoos, labradors, cocker spaniels, chihuahuas, Staffordshire Bull Terriers, German Shepherds and Shih Tzus, as well as pugs, Border Collies and Jack Russells. I remember once looking after a neighbour's puppy when I was quite young. My mum and dad were, obviously, and I was there looking after it as well. And that was a Labrador puppy, and incredibly, incredibly cute. They are, aren't they? Obviously, they're going to grow up to get a lot bigger and be a huge responsibility, but what wonderful creatures. And as you leave the house, your puppy has those big brown eyes looking back at you, probably thinking, please don't go. Why am I talking about that? Because it's a brilliant segue into this next track from KWS.
FM.
KWS, Please Don't Go, released back in 1992. That also got to number one in the UK singles chart. Utterly fabulous. Now, right back at the beginning of this programme, this alphabet letter P special, if you remember, if you've stuck with it from the beginning, and well done, thanks for doing so, you will remember I mentioned a pterodactyl. Yes, with a silent P, of course. I've always enjoyed things like that, that are spelt weirdly unnecessarily. But pterodactyls, of course, everyone associates with dinosaurs, and they lived over 200 million years ago, pterodactyls, and their most close relative these days are birds, really. Birds are most similar to pterodactyls. Of course, they were flying reptiles. They're not actually regarded as dinosaurs. I haven't really got time to go into that now, but I loved this next fact. Whilst looking at dinosaurs and realising that birds are the closest current creature to pterodactyls, I saw a sideline asking, what's the closest current creature to a T-Rex? And you'll be surprised. The closest current creature to a T-Rex in terms of bone structure and the structure of the body is a chicken. We're not so scared of chickens, though, are we? Let's have another 90s throwback with Kylie. Put yourself in my place.
Thank you. Phoenix FM.
Kylie and the Fabulous, Put Yourself in My Place. I think in hindsight, I enjoy that song. I think a lot of people enjoy it in hindsight, but it came out at a time when people thought she was sort of on a downward spiral, Kylie, really. Yeah, and she was struggling. That only got Put Yourself in My Place to number 11 in the UK charts at the time of release. Yeah, and, you know, she had all those huge hits. I Should Be So Lucky, Got To Be Certain, Locomotion, all the Stock Aitken Waterman extravaganzas. And then went a bit different, a bit latterly in the mid-90s. And people thought she was in the doldrums. And then, speaking of a downward spiral, she came back with Spinning Around, of course, in 99. Amazing stuff. So, yeah, let's move on and Put Yourself in My Place. I always love a pun, a play on words. So let's talk about the fish place. Yeah, a flatfish, very popular as part of fish and chips occasionally, a bit more expensive than your most popular fish. That led me to think, what are the most popular fish in UK fish and chip shops? Clearly cod is the number one, and then after cod is haddock. And then after haddock you do get things like plaice available, and hake and stuff like that. But yeah, most of the cod and haddock we have in our fish and chip shops is fished in the Icelandic, Norwegian and Barents Seas, where around 1/12 of the total is caught by one British trawler. That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, so cod and haddock, as if you didn't know, very popular in fish and chip shops. Okay, let's move away from fish and all get our poker faces out.
Can't read my,
Phoenix FM.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face, her second huge hit, Just Dance, came out. That was the next track she released, and that got to number one in 2008 upon its release. Fantastic. Poker Face. Well, I think it's appropriate then to talk about the amazing world of poker. I learned poker on a computer game with my friend, and it was not playing online for money. It was five card stud, I think it's called, but the game most people play most commonly is Texas Hold'em. Obviously you learn what cards beat what and what hands beat what, which are the same in all forms of poker, but depending on the game you're playing you get dealt a certain number of cards at the beginning. And yeah, Texas Hold'em is incredibly popular, but five card stud I quite enjoyed as well. And whilst thinking about poker, I decided to try and find out the largest poker prize ever given out. Now, I think there have been larger ones given out in online tournaments, where millions of people can be playing at a time, so the prizes obviously rise accordingly. But the largest ever given out at a live tournament was at the WSOP's One Drop tournament in 2012, where the very fortunate Antonio Esfandiari won the tournament and claimed the prize of $18.35 million. It's not bad, is it? For a jack of clubs. Anyway, here's LMFAO.
I'm shuffling.
Hating is bad. One more shot for us.
Another round.
Please fill up my cup.
Don't mess around.
We just want to see
you shaking down.
Now you home with me.
You're naked now.
Up, get down. Put your hands up. Get up. Get down. Put your hands up. Get up. Get
day I'm shuffling.
LMFAO's fabulous party rock anthem that came out back in 2011, and yeah, it was a big hit, went to number one in the UK and many places all over the world as well. Quite a good video as well with that one, I seem to remember. And party rock anthem, I'm going to focus on the wonderful world of parties right now, more importantly children's parties. Now in later years these have got very advanced and you have all kinds of entertainers and stuff that can turn up, but I remember kids' parties when I was a kid. It was so much fun, the games you would play, musical statues, musical chairs, hours of entertainment with that. You could do that as adults now and it would still be amazing fun. But pass the parcel, how exciting that used to be. You had your basic pass the parcel where you just rip a layer of